The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so let's calm things down a bit now and let's talk about food and let's get something for the weekend now. From this week, Clodagh McKenna. Hi, Clodagh, how are you?
Hi, Brendan. How are you doing?
Great. How are things in Downton Abbey? Have you and Harry staying sane and everything?
Oh, no, everything is good. Everything's, yeah, really good. Thanks. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You'll be getting out in the world a bit quicker than we will, I suspect. Are you starting to get itchy feet now about living life again?
I am. There's definitely the feeling of things opening up again, and they are actually opening up again, which is really nice. Restaurants open up their outdoor terrace services on the 12th, I think it is. And yeah, it just feels like life is coming back again. Thank God.
OK, so look, there is a future here. Have you thought about what restaurant you're going to go to first?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have like a list. I mean, the last year, a list has been made.
Yeah, and London is so fantastic for eating out and everything. OK, so I've enough of being jealous, which, you know, let's make you do a bit of work. So first, we'll try and romp through a few things here and see how quickly we can get them done. But first, obviously, okay, Everyone got into their banana bread and sourdough and everything else. But you see, before all that, our mothers were knocking up soda bread like in 2 minutes, yeah, all the time. There was no pictures on Instagram or Fuss or anything. And it's pretty idiot proof, isn't it, to knock up a loaf of soda bread?
You know, it's so idiot proof and it's so funny. It's my number one searched recipe. You know, we have about about an average of 20,000 people coming onto my website every week looking for recipes. And it's the number one search. And on my recipe videos on my Instagram, you know, that I do every day, yes, they are the number one hits always. And then on the new show I'm doing on ITV this morning, the producers keep telling me it's the number one searched recipe, okay, on the site too.
I'm now so invoking like what I call the Alistair Campbell rule. You've done your plugging now, okay? So that's
no, but I'm just saying
nicely
that it's
done,
like,
though. Three in one sentence was pretty good. But anyway,
no,
it's,
but what
it's
I was
popular.
Saying, basically,
was
what
point.
I'm saying is, like, it's even popular, though there are so many great recipes out there and everybody's, yeah, going on the sourdough, everybody's going back to the Irish soda bread, and it's hitting not just Ireland. And that's why I was saying the ITV this morning, it's the UK as well. The soda bread is having this fantastic renaissance and it's brilliant because it's Irish.
And could you talk us through soda bread in 1 minute, do you think?
I definitely. So okay, Basically, it's a stir, shape and bake bread. You get 350 grams of wholemeal flour, 250 grams of plain white flour, 2 teaspoons of bicarbonate of soda, pop all that into a bowl, mix it well. And then in a jug, you get 300 mils of milk, 200 mils of natural yogurt, or you could use that full amount of liquid in buttermilk. And then you mix together with a fork. I always add in a pinch of salt and some rosemary, and then you keep on mixing until it kind of starts to form. You want it wet, but you don't want it sloppy. Okay. And then you pop it onto a floured baking tray and stir it into a round shape, pat it down to about 2 inches in height, and then you make a complete cross in it, making nice big deep cross in it. And then you pop it into a preheated oven for 220 degrees Celsius, which is very high, for 15 minutes. And then you drop down the temperature for the rest of the 20 to 25 minutes at 150 degrees Celsius. And you've got soda bread. Did I do that
excellent
in 1 minute?
Well done. That is fantastic. And we will, you know what, we'll just clip that as a very short podcast as well. And obviously, we'll put up Clodagh's soda bread. And obviously, it will be on our website at rte.ie/Brendan as well. Okay, let's romp on and look. We don't want to jump the gun too early on barbecues, always, like, but I think the time is here, isn't it?
The time, I mean, we just want to be outside. We've all been cooped for so long. So I was thinking, like, definitely as it's coming up to Easter, we're all looking at lamb, like a delicious butterflied lamb. So lamb is fantastic when it's butterflied. Like you can even get a leg of lamb and ask your butcher to butterfly it because it cooks so evenly on a barbecue. Marinades are a must. So I would be putting in rosemary, lemon juice, well, vinegar, olive oil, garlic. You could put some capers in there. You could put anchovies if you want to, because they give that gorgeous saltiness into the lamb as well. Marinate it for about an hour and then pop it onto a high bar. I mean, it's just so nice to be outside, even if you put on your wool and everything and, you know, fire up a little fire pit or something beside your barbecue and have it outside with a big bowl of salsa verde. I'd be nice with it.
And tell me, do you want, you want the barbecue quite hot, do you?
Yeah. Oh, well, I put it, I usually put on my barbecue and I use charcoal. I put it on about an hour before I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
Because you want it hot, but you don't want the flames. You want it on that, after the flames die down and you get that lovely red,
okay,
you know, kind of simmering. But that's when it's really super hot, was when all the coals are red. And you do want it hot because you want to seal in those flavors. So even if you weren't using a barbecue and you're like, oh, I like the sound of that, but I'm actually not going to venture outside, you could use a griddle top, or like a griddle pan on your hob, or else you could use a frying pan. Make sure that's so like smoking hot, and then you seal the lamb. And that, what I mean by that is you pop it down on the heat for 1 minute on each side, so you're sealing in all the juiciness of the inside.
And tell me, on the, going back to the barbecue for a minute, how long are we giving it in the barbecue, or how do we know when it's done? Because I know your big thing is that, like with barbecues, the main thing is make sure the meat's done in the middle.
Make sure the meat's in the middle, like especially for things like pork and chicken. With things like lamb and beef, you want to err on the side of not overcooking it, because it can overcook so fast. And lamb should be, in my eyes anyhow, pink on the inside, so it's lovely and tender. The minute you start going, you know, all that one cooked colour on the inside, it gets a little bit dry and you don't get that lovely juiciness. So I would say if you're doing a butterfly lamb, I wouldn't be cooking it for more than 20 minutes on a barbecue. That's 10 minutes on each side.
Okay. Now, in terms of the marinades and the lamb and everything, you're also saying that, like, you know the way, you don't have to be great at growing stuff, but if there's one tiny bit of something you've grown in your garden, it does kind of enrich the whole meal for you and make you feel great and meaningful. So you're saying herbs is an easy way of having your own produce, basically.
It was so funny. I was just talking about with a friend actually the other day, and there, she was asking me, like, if, you know, being a chef, what would be the essential herbs that I grow on my windowsill? And I think definitely, like, outdoor anyhow, rosemary. I mean, rosemary and lamb is absolutely delicious together. And rosemary is such a cinch to grow, and it comes back year after year after year. The other ones that are lovely are, like, for beef, like the tarragon with the beef is beautiful. Thyme, you know, goes well with chicken, like a roast chicken with thyme and mustard is so good together. So I would say if you're thinking about growing, you're not growing anything, and if you don't have much garden space, I would get like a box and put it on my windowsill and then work out what are my favorite things to eat. Like if I eat more fish, then you should be thinking of the lighter herbs, like, you know, fennel, dill, chives, flatleaf parsley, those soft herbs that are so good at fish. But if you're a house that loves more meats, then I'd be growing rosemary, thyme, marjoram, because they're much better at meats.
All right. Listen, Clodagh, thanks a million for that. And we'll put all those recipes up on the website. And we'll also put up a Guinness chocolate cake recipe as well. And we might talk about that the next time. Clodagh McKenna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it
Have
for
a
today.
Great weekend.